Do you struggle with how to pray? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January is A Simple Way to Pray. It's written by Martin Luther and translated by Matt Harrison. A Simple Way to Pray costs less than $2 plus shipping and handling. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase A Simple Way to Pray by calling Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. A Simple Way to Pray, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for January. We have devoted a little more time than usual on a Friday because we have a bigger task to accomplish here in the last half hour of Issues Etc. on this 4th of January. We, you and me, that's me, the host, and you, the listener, we have to somehow find a way in the next half hour to come to a conclusion, to come to a decision, according to your votes, on Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. Now, we have five sound bites because we have the top vote getters, and there was a tie among some of them. So we got five sound bites to play for you. This is just like Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. We're going to play them. You listen, and then you call, you email, you send us a tweet, or you vote at our Facebook fan page, and you pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. Now, it's not an easy decision. It never is, but voting is easy. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio. We get them in real time. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page. When you email, when you tweet, when you vote at our Facebook fan page, make sure you include your city and your state and a reason for your vote. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week. Oh, by the way, we're also giving away the LPR bundle package and a couple Issues Etc. books of the month from 2012. The Issues Etc. bundle package, the LPR bundle package is an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug pen, bumper sticker, and do we still have mouse pads left over? Or are we out of mouse pads? We still have mouse pads, so they will be included as well. That goes to the listener with the best vote after we're done picking Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. Soundbite number one comes from Molly Hemingway. She's often on the list. Now, do you remember the controversy with Komen for the Cure and Planned Parenthood, and they withdrew their funding, and then they restored their funding for Planned Parenthood? Here are some of the thoughts that Molly had on what we now know, after that incident, about Planned Parenthood.
A lot of people didn't know that they fund Planned Parenthood. Well, now you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that they are associated with Planned Parenthood. Likewise, there's a clarity about the way that people now understand that the media just are not even in any way trying to hide their affiliation with Planned Parenthood. There's just no way you can pretend that the media were not biased here. And I think people now have a better understanding that Planned Parenthood actually doesn't even perform any mammograms. So 330,000 abortions to maybe they claim 6,000 referrals for mammograms, but they don't actually provide the direct service of mammograms. Now, the whole PR campaign that the media tried to push was that Planned Parenthood is apolitical. That's a laugh. That's a total joke. And I think that having that reinforced so well by the Planned Parenthood forces themselves might make things a little bit more difficult for Planned Parenthood in the long run. So I think it'll be interesting to see what some of these effects are and whether people will want to affiliate with Planned Parenthood, knowing that it is the Hotel California of charities where you can check in, but you can never check out.
All right, that's soundbite number one. The first candidate for Issues Etc. soundbite of the year, Molly Ziegler-Hemingway, on what we now know about Planned Parenthood, the media, and that whole complex there. If you want it to be Issues Etc. soundbite of the year, you got to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talk back at issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here comes soundbite number two. It's from Pastor Matt Harrison. He's president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And in the middle of last year, he had occasion to visit Capitol Hill and give some testimony there on freedom of conscience and religious liberty.
I'm here to express our deepest distress over the HHS provisions. We are deeply concerned that our consciences may soon be martyred by a few strokes on the keyboard. While we are opposed in principle not to all forms of birth control, but only abortion-causing drugs, We stand with our friends in the Catholic Church and all others, Christian or non-Christian, under the free exercise and conscience provisions of the U.S. Constitution. Religious people determine what violates their consciences, not the federal government. The conscience is a sacred thing. To paraphrase Martin Luther, the heart and conscience has room only for God, not for God and the federal government. The bed is too narrow. The blanket is too short. We must obey God rather than men, and we will. Please get the federal government, Mr. Chairman, out of our consciences.
All right, that's soundbite number two. Do you want it to be issues, et cetera? Soundbite of the year. 1-877-623-6943. Vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Please include your city and state and your reason for voting, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Dr. Ben Mays. We were talking to him, well, kind of generally, about hearing from God, listening to God. And here's what he had to say about a common claim made by many pastors that the Holy Spirit is leading them to do something.
That's a really unfortunate thing when people do that, because there's always going to be somebody in the congregation who disagrees. And if it's an issue that's not specifically stated in Scripture as, you know, something like having to do with the Ten Commandments or an article of faith, but having to do with something that Scripture neither commands nor forbids, and then the pastor piously says, the Holy Spirit has led us to do this, well, then if you continue to disagree, then it's as if you are resisting the Holy Spirit. And so that pretty much stifles any kind of honest discussion and opposition on things that Holy Scripture has not said is a black and white matter. If we want to discuss whether to build an addition to the church, and some people say this is a wise move, other people say this is a foolish move, there's got to be room for disagreement and loving, cordial discussion of the merits of each position. But when one side says, no, the Holy Spirit has led us to do this or that, that's basically saying anybody who opposes us is sinning. So I'm very uncomfortable with that kind of language.
That's soundbite number three, Dr. Ben Mays, on the common claim that the Holy Spirit is leading us to do this. 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues, Etc., soundbite of the year on this Friday afternoon, January the 4th, coming to you live. Your opportunity to listen and then to vote for Issues, Etc., soundbite of the year. Here's soundbite number four. It comes from Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. We were talking with him about Luther's 16th century rediscovery of the gospel, and somehow, and very fortunately, he got off onto the subject of confessing your sins.
You appeal to nothing but accept God's mercy in the blood of Jesus. That's it. It's the only thing we can plead, and we're to plead that. It was Norman Nagel, the great blessed Norman Nagel, who talked about adverbs being the great enemy of the gospel. I deeply repent, and I'm heartily sorry. Bah! I repent in a half-assed way at best, and I'm sorry, sort of, but it's really split up and corroded. That's all we can do. Even our confession sucks. And the gracious God in Jesus Christ says, be of good cheer, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Peace be unto you. And all of it based on Christ, not us.
Now, that's soundbite number four, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on confessing your sins. Ordinarily, we'd stop there, but we got a fifth soundbite for you because it's Issues, Etc., soundbite of the year, and there's a tie in the voting. So here comes soundbite number five. It's from Chris Roseborough. He has coined a term, or he's found a term to coin, narcissism. He'll explain what it means and how it's connected to, and I think we're talking with him about the 10th anniversary of Rick Warren's The Purpose-Driven Life book and program.
I'm going to be blunt. It's given us a new category of Bible twisting that we refer to as narcissism, which is basically taking two terms, narcissism and eisegesis, which is reading things into Scripture that are not there, and sticking the two words together. I'm absolutely convinced that The Purpose-Driven Life, the book itself, is ground zero for this wave of people literally reading themselves into every single biblical text there is, including the ones about Jesus. And it's Rick Warren's disciples and those who've basically adopted his ideas and methodologies regarding ministry and his approaches to handling God's word that are laid out for us in the purpose-driven life, I think that what we've had for now 10 years is this growing epidemic of narcissistically reading ourselves into the Bible and thinking the Bible is about us.
All right, then soundbite number 5, it's time to vote. Chris Roseborough, Narcissus, and Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Life. You vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the year by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. If you don't want to vote that way, we have other ways. You can send us an email right now. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org. Please include your city and state and a brief reason for why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. talkback@issuesetc.org. You can send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can vote at our Facebook fan page. There's plenty of space there, and we've left it there for you to vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. That's facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. Phone call voters get to vote first, and the listener with the best vote will get the LPR bundle package and a couple books from the Issues Etc. Book of the Months for 2012 that we'll throw in just because we're nice guys. Here's your list. Here's your candidates. Get ready to vote. And this break coming up is a great time to call and vote. Soundbite number 1, Molly Hemingway on what we now know about Planned Parenthood and its friends in the media. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Matt Harrison speaking on Capitol Hill in favor of the freedom of conscience. Soundbite number 3, Dr. Ben Mays on the common claim that the Holy Spirit is leading us to do this. Soundbite number 4, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt's thoughts on confessing your sins. Or soundbite number 5, Chris Roseborough on Narcissus and Rick Warren's purpose-driven life and its 10-year legacy in misreading the Bible. Those are the 5 candidates. Now it's up to you. You vote, you pick Issues Etc. soundbite of the year. We only do this once a year, so here's your chance. 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. Or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your votes for Issues Etc. soundbite of the year, right after this.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
At steadfastlutherans.org, we've been called contentious. We've even been called the brothers of John the curmudgeon, and we may well be curmudgeonly sometimes. But we always have the best and clearest voices in confessional Lutheranism. Articles from Molly Hemingway, Martin Nolan, Clement Preuss, Todd Wilkin, and a host of regular contributors. Come check out the new Lutheran media. Always clear, always concise, always confessionally Lutheran. steadfastlutherans.org.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are 4 levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385, 618-223-8385, the Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact, you got to vote. Everybody needs to vote.
And it is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. As I said before the break, we only do this one time a year. We tally all the top vote getters from all our Issues Etc. Soundbites of the week, and we put them together, and then we give you the opportunity to do what you do most Fridays here on Issues Etc. You need to pick a soundbite, but this is for Soundbite of the Year. You vote by giving us a call, and phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, include your city and state and a reason for why you're voting for your soundbite. Talk back at issuesetc.org or a tweet at issuesetc or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go first to the phones. We're in Fenton, Missouri. Mark is listening. Hi, Mark. Thanks for waiting.
My vote is for soundbite number 4 and Rod Rosenblatt. And the reason I'm picking that one is I think I could listen to that soundbite every day of the year, and it would both convict me and comfort me.
Mark, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Fenton. That's how it works. You vote, you give your reason. Thank you again. This is Karen listening on her cell. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Pastor Todd. Thanks so much. I wish I could vote for all of them because I thought they were all fantastic. But Pastor Matt Harrison is probably the top of the best. I just think it's so important that we stand firm on that. And apparently we've had to be standing firm on something similar since Luther's time, since he's able to quote him on it. I think that's where I'm going.
Karen, thank you very much, and thanks for listening. In St. Louis, here is Ann. Hi, Ann. Which one are you voting for?
Oh, boy. If a half an hour later, I might have picked Rod Rosenblatt, but right now, Matt Harrison, too. His verbiage, in no uncertain terms, gets the government out of our consciences. I loved it then, and I love it now.
Ann, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. Let's go across the river from St. Louis to Illinois, where Herman is waiting on the line. Hi, Herman.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. I'm going to vote for number 4, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. We continually, essentially, need to know what the gospel truly is confessed for our salvation.
Thank you. Short and sweet. Herman, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in my home state. In Kirkwood, Missouri, let's see what Andy has to say. What are you voting for, Andy?
5 good reasons to listen to this program. My vote is going to be different than the first comment. The number 3, people claiming the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, the devil pulled that trick on Jesus there at the pinnacle of the temple. He says, jump off. The scriptures say your angels will take charge of you. And Jesus didn't fall for that. We've got to not fall for people claiming leading that isn't there. Number 4, my goodness, Nagel's comment on the adverbs, I think that's something that has caused me personally more trouble than anything else. My vote's going to be for number 5, the narcissus. Boy, does that sum up the problems that the church are having. And, of course, number 1 and 2, who can argue? But I vote for 5.
All right. Thank you very much. See, it's not an easy decision to make. It really isn't. And thanks for listening in Kirkwood. Bill listens in Ladue. Hi, Bill.
Hi. I think, although all of these are, of course, critically important, short, sweet, and to the point, without men like Matt Harrison to testify before Congress and stand up for our freedom of religion, if we lose that, the rest of our sound bites become essentially irrelevant.
Bill, thank you very much. That's a vote for soundbite number 2, Pastor Matt Harrison speaking on Capitol Hill on the freedom of conscience. There's still plenty of time for your votes for soundbite of the week. Let's see. This one comes from Jim in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Rosenblatt's quote for Norman Nagel, that the adverbs are the biggest enemy of the gospel, really resonates with me. I grew up evangelical and left the movement in 2004. He's right, he says. You get more self-focused adverbs than Christ-centered, cross-focused gospel in that movement. Jim, thanks for listening in Minneapolis and for your vote for Soundbite of the Year. This one comes, another vote for Soundbite number 4, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on confessing your sins from Bob in Illinois. Dr. Rosenblatt makes us look at our human condition without makeup. That's a great way of putting it. And this kind of clarity, we have but one hope. He says, thank you, Dr. Rosenblatt. Yeah, all the credit for these goes to our guests. All we do is just record them and play them, right? Eric in Clinton, Texas says, think for Soundbite of the Year needs to be the one that really stands out and has the largest impact on our witnessing for Christ and our faith is really represented best by Soundbite number 2 and President Harrison. That should be the soundbite of soundbites. Sorry, Chris. Sorry, Dr. Rosenblatt. But you are very good, too. But what Pastor Harrison spoke was truly inspiring and needed to be said, especially in light of where this nation is heading. God will always take care of those that he has called and chosen. Thanks for listening down in Texas, Eric. Robert in Minnesota says, soundbite number 4, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. His stressing of the fact that we appeal to nothing except God's mercy in the blood of Jesus, that's it. I think that's the most important statement of the 5 listed and most likely where the Christian slips up most. Especially former evangelicals like myself, we tend to think that we can somehow appeal to God by our behavior, words, doing more than and trying hard apart from Christ. Robert, thanks for listening in Minnesota. It's great to hear from former evangelicals. Eric in Pennsylvania is voting for soundbite number 4. As critical as it is for people like Molly Hemingway to expose groups like Planned Parenthood, as important as it was for President Harrison to speak to Congress concerning freedom of conscience. These are cultural issues. With that being said, I would like to vote for soundbite number 4, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, for pointing out that our only hope is to plead for God's mercy in the blood of Jesus, an eternal issue, and in the end, the only issue that will matter. Thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. Nathan listens in St. Cloud, Minnesota. He votes for soundbite number 4, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt. So very true, he says, our confession and repentance are weak. Only through Christ's work for us on the cross is our confession pure and our repentance heard. Thanks for listening in Minnesota. Let's see, we go over to Kansas, to Natoma, Kansas, where Michael's voting for soundbite number 2. That's Pastor Matt Harrison on Capitol Hill. He says it was a moment of pride for Lutherans everywhere, as well as a day in which the quietism of the Lutheran Church was set aside for an opportunity to engage the state as citizens of two kingdoms. Very well put. Wow, we've got the smartest listeners out there in Kansas. Up in Canada, Peggy says Peggy is voting for soundbite number 4, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt, on confessing sins, because my confession is very flawed, and it is great solace to remember that absolution depends not on the hardiness of my contrition, but on Christ alone. Thanks be to God. However, I already won the LPR bundle package in December, so that goes to somebody else. Thank you very much, Peggy, and thanks for listening in Canada. West Coast, California, and Westminster, Gary says, soundbite number 2, Pastor Harrison, the mustache alone is enough for my vote. But I must always say that his entire opening, he boldly delivered the gospel while properly distinguishing between the two kingdoms on Capitol Hill. In this soundbite, he nails where Christian citizens' allegiances lie and manages to sneak in a Bible reference. I would be proud to stand firm with Pastor Harrison. A vote for soundbite number 4 from Appleton, Wisconsin, where Mark is listening. He says, about these pesky adverbs, has anyone else mumbled heartily sorry for my sins to someone that sounded more like hardly sorry for my sins? Yeah, let's just leave all the adverbs out of it altogether. Good advice. In Altamont, Illinois, there's a vote for soundbite number 2. Scott says, it takes a lot to send an LCMS pastor to Washington. It takes an egregious assault on the religious liberty to make it happen. Who would better go and plead the case than Pastor Harrison? When voting for Soundbite of the Year, I want to pick a soundbite that is more timely than timeless, a uniquely Lutheran answer to a unique event in time, one which will be remembered. If there is one story that trumps all others, it's the federal government's assault on not only Christian but American values via the HHS mandate and a confessional Lutheran facing down a congressional panel and saying we must obey God rather than men. In case there was any doubt, he says, my vote is for soundbite number 2. Let's see what Millie has to say in St. Louis. Hi, Millie.
Hi. I vote for Dr. Harrison. I wanted to tell you I mailed that to a very good Catholic friend of mine when that all took place last January or so, and they were so happy that I did that and that he was on their side. Okay?
Millie, thank you very much. It's good to hear that, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Let's see, we've got time for just one or two more votes. One from Stephanie in Syracuse, New York, for Chris Roseborough. Has my vote. Very timely, perfect word to describe the epidemic Bible twisting happening not only in Rick Warren's teachings, but in most megachurches and megachurch wannabes today. And Joel in Walnut Grove also votes for Chris, saying, because I see in many ways that the problem he describes is the root of the problems in the visible church. We got more votes, but that's all we got time for. The winner, soundbite of the year, he will be so happy to hear this, Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on confessing your sins.
You appeal to nothing but accept God's mercy in the blood of Jesus. That's it. It's the only thing we can plead, and we're to plead that. It was Norman Nagel, the great blessed Norman Nagel, who talked about adverbs being the great enemy of the gospel. I deeply repent, and I'm heartily sorry. Bah! I repent in a half-assed way at best, and I'm sorry, sort of, but it's really split up and corroded. That's all we can do. Even our confession sucks. And the gracious God in Jesus Christ says, be of good cheer, my son. Your sins are forgiven. Peace be unto you. And all of it based on Christ, not us.
That is the winner of Soundbite of the Year on this Friday afternoon, January the 4th from 2012. Your pick for Soundbite of the Year is Dr. Rod Rosenblatt on confessing your sins. Now, Michael in Natoma, Kansas, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. We will send you the LPR bundle package, and I think Jeff will generously pick out a couple Issues Etc. books of the month to send you as well for winning Best Vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Year. Thanks to everybody who voted, and thanks for listening to Issues Etc. all through 2012. As well, as you can see, we've got great programming. Speaking of great programming, Monday on the program, the Epiphany Hymn, O Morning Star, How Fair and Bright, Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest. I think it's altogether appropriate to begin and to end one year and begin another year with a soundbite like that that assures us, and this is something that I think troubles many a Christian conscience, that your forgiveness, your standing with God, does not depend on the strength of your contrition, your sorrow, or the strength of your faith and your conviction. Depends entirely upon the strength of Christ's work on the cross for you, the strength of his life laid down there in sacrifice for your sins. That's why you're forgiven. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
What makes Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church in Freeburg, Illinois so special? Our new members talk about the family atmosphere, the welcoming people, and the outstanding music. But most importantly, you'll be confronted with your sin and comforted with the assurance that Jesus has removed that sin so that you can live each day as his baptized and forgiven child. Christ Our Savior Lutheran Church is at 612 North State Street in Freeburg, Illinois. Sunday worship is at 9 a.m. Sunday school and Bible classes at 10:20 a.m. Call 618-539-5664.
Thank you for helping us make budget again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for almost 5 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, and thanks for your financial support. We're looking forward to partnering with you in 2013. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, Issues Etc., and sacred music for the world, LutheranPublicRadio.org.